I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Department of Public Safety Director Steve McGraw told a state Senate committee Tuesday that the law enforcement response to the Uvalde school shooting was an abject failure. He said police could have stopped the shooter at Robb Elementary School 3 minutes after arriving, were it not for the indecisiveness of the on-scene commander, who placed the lives of officers before those of children. McGraw said the inexplicable conduct by Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo was antithetical to 2 decades of police training since the Columbine High School massacre, which dictates that officers confront active shooters as quickly as possible. During his testimony, McGraw said, "The officers had weapons. The children had none. The officers had body armor. The children had none. The officers had training. The subject had none. 1 hour, 14 minutes, and 8 seconds. That's how long children waited, and the teachers waited, in room 111 to be rescued." Arredondo, who testified in closed session to a House committee on Tuesday, previously told the Texas Tribune that after he and another officer determined the doors to the adjoining classrooms containing the shooter were locked, the best course of action was to wait for more officers, firepower, keys, and a breaching tool. McCraw laid out a different set of facts, that officers with rifles arrived within minutes and the classroom doors could not have been locked from the inside. Reporting by the Tribune revealed that ballistic shields and a breaching tool were also quickly on scene. McGraw also told lawmakers that sometime before the shooting, a teacher who taught in the conjoining classrooms, 111 and 112, had flagged to school administration that the door would not lock. McGraw said Arredondo was the rightful incident commander because he was the most senior first responder who had immediate jurisdiction over the district's campuses. He said Arredondo could have transferred command to another agency, such as state troopers who arrived, but never did so. 4 Texas Democrats in Congress are warning President Joe Biden against restricting U.S. oil exports as a way of fighting high gas prices. They warn that because domestic gasoline prices are set up by an international benchmark, restricting U.S. crude exports would lower global supply and increased costs here at home. The letter was led by 2 South Texas Democrats, Representative Henry Cuellar of Laredo and Vincent Gonzalez of McAllen. The other Texas Democrats who signed were Representatives Sylvia Garcia and Lizzie Pinnell Fletcher of Houston. Other signatures came from Democrats in California and Ohio. It's the latest example of how Cuellar and Gonzalez are on edge over Biden's approach to the oil and gas industry as Americans deal with high prices at the pump. The average U.S. gas price has hovered around $5 per gallon in recent days. A recount has confirmed U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar as the winner of his hard-fought primary runoff, according to the Texas Democratic Party. The recount wrapped up Tuesday, and Cuellar picked up 8 votes, defeating progressive challenger Jessica Cisneros by 289 votes overall, the party said. Cuellar led Cisneros by 177 votes after election night nearly a month ago. His lead grew to 281 votes by the time the final ballots were counted. Cuellar had repeatedly declared victory, starting on election night, and dismissed the notion that a recount would change the outcome. Cuellar now faces Republican Cassie Garcia in the November general election. The audio brief will be on hiatus until Thursday, June 30th. Until then, check for the latest news at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow the Brief podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app or smart speaker device. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Texas Woman's University. Texas Woman's University is focused on making Texas healthier, offering more than 80 health-related degree programs from nursing and physical therapy to kinesiology and nutrition science. Learn more at twu.edu/health. The 2022 Texas Tribune Festival is taking place September 22nd through the 24th in Austin. Hear from Hillary Clinton, Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Anthony Fauci, Annette Gordon-Reed, and many others. Join us for a program full of mind-expanding conversations headlined by names you know and others you should. Learn more at tribfest.org. Enrollment in higher education is declining. What are administrators doing to get students back on campus? Join the Texas Tribune in Odessa on June 30th for a free public event with higher ed leaders. Learn more and RSVP at texastribune.org/events.